be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Glory to you, O Lord. And Jesus spoke to the crowds about the kingdom of God, and he healed those who needed to be cured. And as the day was drawing to a close, the 12 approached him and said, "Dismiss the crowds so that they can go to the surrounding villages and farms and find lodging and provisions, for we are in a deserted place here." He said to them, "Give them some food yourselves." And they replied, "Five loaves and two fish are all we have, unless we ourselves go and buy food for all these people." Now the men there numbered about 5,000. And then he said to his disciples, "Have them sit down in groups of about 50. So they did so and made them all sit down. Then taking the 5 loaves and the 2 fish and looking up to heaven, he said the blessing over them, broke them, and gave them to the disciples to set before the crowd. They all ate and were satisfied. And when the leftover fragments were picked up, they filled 12 wicker baskets." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
So the body and blood of Christ. 5 simple words. What do you first think of when you hear those words? Lots and lots of different images, lots of different memories for all of us. I was trying to come up with a list of all things related to the body and blood of Christ. Well, there's bread and wine, right? Our offering. We place bread and wine upon the altar. But then that brings to mind, I think, Thomas Aquinas and transubstantiation. That word that describes the mystery of bread and wine becoming the body and blood of Christ. Mystery. Transubstantiation, having the form, looks like bread, tastes like wine, but it is the real presence of our Lord. Real presence. Not a sign, not a symbol, not a representation. God in our midst. The reality of God among us. God desiring to be with us. A God who loves us, cares for us, desires us. A God whom we adore and bless. Adoration and benediction. Being in the presence, contemplating a love beyond all our imagining. A love so great, awe-inspiring, and humbling. A love that demands a response. Communion. A word that describes both an act and a reality. The act of entering into relationship with our Lord. Real relationship. Allowing the divine to touch us. Allowing the divine to transform us, to be one with our Lord. But the reality is that to be one with our God is to be in one with everyone else, to all be connected. And that's the corporate reality that is at work. Being connected to our Lord and connected to everyone else. coming from various paths of life, various problems, various crosses that we all must carry, various paths along our faith journeys, all coming together to be one, coming together at Eucharist, a word that means thanksgiving, to give thanks for being able to come together, to be able to express our love, our devotion, our dependence on God. Thanksgiving to give Him, tell Him our joys and our sorrows, our worries, our pains, our brokenness, our celebration, all represented by bread and wine that we place upon the altar. Bread and wine that we give, representing our very selves that we give to God, that He takes, and in turn, giving back to us with His very self. There's a lot to it when we say body and blood of Christ. It is a great mystery this evening. We celebrate the very reality that is ourselves. We celebrate the reality of our God, the reality of ourselves, the reality of our God and ourselves.